from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Malzi, I was wrong about Ben Cherington. I'm going to start right there. We heard Noah Hyles tell us, the Pirates beat man on Monday, that Ben Cherington was trying to make the perfect trades, and I scoffed at that. I said, you're trying to be too cute. You're trying to have it your way like it's friggin' Burger King. Doesn't work that way. You can't rip off everybody you come across in trades. Well, I'm here to tell you, I think he made the perfect trades. He made the kind of trades he wanted to make. He stuck to his guns. He played the waiting game. Tom Petty said the waiting is the hardest part. He waited everybody out. He smoked them out at 5:30 yesterday and made trades for guys to help this team without giving up very much. So I'm now a Ben Cherington fan. I think his plan worked out brilliantly. I doubted it. I was actually angry at it. And the patience of Job
Good paid old off. Job.
He showed why he was a World Series winning general manager in my book yesterday.
I think my feeling is still initially pretty unchanged. I'm excited that they did things because I bought into what he was saying or read between the lines that he really was going to do very little to nothing to help this team. I sort of bought into some of the narrative swirling. Did they even really want to contend this year? Were they kind of worried about their pitchers?
How about rhetoric? Did you fall victim to rhetoric?
Oh, the rhetoric, too. The rhetoric. You would talk about the waiting is the hardest part. Falling victim to the rhetoric is the easiest part. It's so easy to get caught up in a rhetoric hurricane. But I still think it is just very encouraging to see that he and they as a front office, ownership, everybody who has to sign off to make basically any trade happen, understand that they can't just fritter away what they have done so far, which has not been great. They still have a slightly negative run differential. They are a team with warts, for sure, but they knew they couldn't just sit here and stand pat. Now, having said that, the initial afterglow is still there. I'm still very excited that they just added, I think, especially in Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, like a guy who's going to really help them defensively. I do have
why
more,
not offensively?
Well, I think offensively,
almost a 300 hitter.
He's having a career year, so this is where I get to like me starting to actually analyze the moves now and just move beyond. Hey, awesome! They did something broadly. De La Cruz is a 1.5 trick pony. Trick number one: hit ball over fence. Trick number two, which counts for half as much because it's half as many total bases, hit doubles. He does nothing else well. That is a fact. Strikes out a lot, doesn't hit for average, doesn't get on base, is a mediocre defender, but he hits taters. So, like, I think you have to be, like, sober in your analysis of him. He is an upgrade, to be sure, but that says as much about him as it does about the Pirates lineup that he is entering. He also, I was doing some digging on the advanced numbers, and I know you love it when Malzi goes deep
on
the numbers.
What time did that take place? Was that in bed at midnight last night? Let's dig into the advanced numbers.
I was working on something else at midnight. I was looking
Sex?
At shocking sports moments. No, I wasn't.
It is Alex's birthday.
It is
so
her
congratulations
birthday.
On all her success. I thought maybe there was romance in the air.
Instead digging into
advanced numbers.
Yes, because Lennox is always calling her to go, like, Mom, can you come and sleep in my room? Like,
nothing says I love you and I cherish you like digging into Isaiah Kiner-Falefa numbers the night of your wife's birthday.
So here's one thing I worry about with De La Cruz, just a little legitimate worry. He has good power, but I think he will be sapped a little by PNC Park, which is a notorious cavern for right-handed hitters. He does not have what I would call Aaron Judge power, where you look at the home runs he's hit and they're going out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a little caveat I think should be mentioned about him. You might see more doubles or unfortunately flyouts than you otherwise would. They actually, you know what they can do here, right? They take his number of home runs and they say if he played in these ballparks, how many would he have based on where the balls
were
hit?
What did the advanced numbers say?
Four fewer home runs at PNC Park.
Okay, so he goes from 18 to 14. That's still one of the higher totals.
But it is something to keep in mind.
Okay, but you gave
that's
up
one thing.
A guy in the rookie league that has not pitched all year.
No, it's a good trade. I'm just telling you. I'm trying to now do my actual expectations. Kiner-Falefa, I think, is somebody that is going to be, and this is where I'm more positive, his defense, I don't think we can look past this. His defense for a team that is built around its pitching and the fact that he could plug in and be a plus defender at multiple places on the field cannot go unnoticed. I know everyone's looking at the fact that he's having a career year, myself included. I'm more than anything excited that the guy is going to be able to literally spackle over whatever hole they might have in the lineup, probably hit pretty well, all things considered, and then be a plus defender. You put him in or you move him over based on like maybe holding a late inning lead, you move him somewhere, you feel like you've gotten better.
That's the move where I thought Charrington really earned his paycheck, because we studied this because it's our livelihood, but also because we're obsessed with a big calendar date. It's the trade deadline. I mean, we look at the trade deadline like it's bigger than an actual game that's played on the field. Are you going to win the deadline and help this team and make them better?
Mm-hmm.
And even in early June, we're talking about trades. I mean, it really consumes your life if you're into this stuff. I didn't think Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was available. We didn't even really bring his name up. He had another year on his contract. It's not like the Blue Jays are in total rebuild mode. So I think this goes back to relationship building. Ben Charrington was in Toronto before he was here. I think he knew this guy was available. I think that because of the friendships and everything else that he's acquired there that made this deal possible. Because if you look at WAR, what is it good for? Well, it's supposed to be, according to the sabermetricians, the best way to measure baseball players and their performance in this era, because it takes everything into account, not just batting average, not just home runs, but also how they run
defense,
the bases, how they field everything. And he was the best hitter, the best position player that was acquired, better than Jazz Chisholm, better than, you name it, Jesse Winker, Lane Thomas, all these other names.
He had the
names.
Same WAR as Brian Reynolds.
Yes.
It's Brian Reynolds, at least in terms of WAR, acquired, you know, and, he goes about it differently, but you acquired Brian Reynolds by WAR this year.
And the Pirates got him for a guy who, up until yesterday, no one cared about. Charles McAdoo.
But as soon as people read three paragraphs about him, they cared deeply that he had been sent away.
I'm a convert now. I looked at Ben Charrington as someone that didn't want to pull the trigger on a deal, was hoarding prospects, was looking down the road, was gun-shy and nervous that he was going to make a mistake that he was going to regret in a couple years. He made this team better. He didn't mortgage anything to make it possible. He put them in a good position both this year and next year, too. He call up Oakmont Bakery. He got his cake and he can eat it, too. With this deadline, he made the perfect trades, and I didn't honestly think he was capable of that, Chris. I feel like they have a good steward of the organization now, and I wouldn't have said that. I didn't say that to you 24 hours ago.
I'm surprised he was able, in the case of Kiner-Falefa, to find a player that really could wear about six different hats for them, because they had more holes than I think they knew what to do with. We said two bats, and they got two position players, obviously, and I can't forget about Beeks. Cannot forget about
Beeks. Ben Cherington make Jalen Beeks out to be their next
They have teak. To like, well, wait. I'm going to go back
loving
to something.
Loving himself some Beeks.
I'm going to go back to something Zangrilli said. He talked about pitch values yesterday with, like, when he was talking about the Pirates making a trade maybe involving one of their major league players, which we know they didn't do. They must love a pitch that this guy throws. But anyway, in Kiner Falefa, not only, like you said, are you getting a player who nobody even talked about or knew was available, he literally, it's like getting three players in one, because given whatever day it is or whatever lineup you're, or pitcher you're facing, you can plug him into different spots, which I love.
He's a super utility guy.
He's Josh Harrison.
He's Josh Harrison all over again in his prime year of
2014. And Josh Harrison was literally probably the most popular Pirate pound for pound
Chris,
on that team.
I'm not someone...
They're a better baseball team than they were this time yesterday.
Yes, and that's why I've
possibly considerably.
And that is why I've changed my mind about them. That simple request that we had, make the team better.
So this is more about like the big picture for you, it sounds like, than it is they made two moves like
this or three moves. I have more confidence and faith in the organization writ large now than I did before 5:15 yesterday.
They're not going to screw this up, or maybe not that, but they're not going to just stand idly by now. You have faith that they understand the assignment more than you did before.
I was very concerned that Dan had pointed out to us that this year sneaked up on them. I had heard bonus year terminology like that about 2024.
Yep.
They rose to the occasion as an organization.
He did well yesterday. I don't want to say very well because that would be like A+, but he did well yesterday.
So
no
you've
doubt.
Got, it doesn't look like Skeens is going to get shut down now. I've got Jared Jones after a bullpen session last night
Bleeping
saying
electric.
I was effing electric. I'm fired up for this team.
By the way, you had this is like the sidebar where I feel like now I'm the goofy face dragon. You had a guy who's like what, your fourth starter maybe, go out last night against a good lineup, a team that
pitches nuts off,
and battle his ass off and pitch well. And you had freaking Michael A. Taylor. Here we go.
Yep.
Hits another bomb way up into
maybe
that,
he's Rowdy Tellez again.
Listen, at the bare minimum for a team, because this is the other part about getting De La Cruz. The four teams behind the Pirates in home runs for this year are all sellers at the deadline. The Pirates have the least punch. If you get Michael Taylor just for the rest of the season hitting on the home run pace he had last year, their offense becomes a lot more power-packed.
Donnie, how can you not be romantic about the Pirates right now?
I mean, there's no reason not to be. Like, I came on last night and I
Sleepy
told you guys
Ben woke up like the Undertaker.
Yes, he did.
He sat up.
I said he sat up like the Undertaker at about 5 p.m. and just started taking guys out. He did it. I had to applaud what he pulled off in the final 60 minutes yesterday. I mean, obviously those deals were happening, I'm sure, over the course of multiple hours, but to us, they all kind of happened in that last hour or 30 minutes of the trade deadline. And I was never really worried going in, because this is always everyone's biggest worry. It's Bob Nutting. It's his checkbook. He's too cheap. I was never really worried about that, because even though that's just what people want to throw the excuse on, we saw examples of 10 years ago, give or take, when the Pirates were in the conversation, Neil Huntington went out and got things done.
Yes.
That tells me that Bob Nutting was in full support of that happening.
I do wanna make a distinction between Cherington and Huntington when we come back, where I do give Cherington even more credit than I would give Huntington in a situation like this. Because I think Ben did something yesterday that Huntington would not have done, and it would have changed our entire opinion about what happened at the deadline. 412-928-9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.